For KBIA News, I'm Raymond Tungekar. Governor Jay Nixon is asking state legislators once again to pass a bill expanding Missouri's Medicaid coverage for lower-income residents. The Democratic governor emphasized that $2 billion of Missourians' tax dollars will start flowing to neighboring states that accepted federal funding to expand their Medicaid programs. Nixon says he is still open to meeting with state legislators to hash out concrete specifics of the health care program expansion, which would cover nearly 300,000 more uninsured Missourians.
Having a gotcha political discussion is exactly how we've gotten to where we've gotten, which is starting at 1201 tonight, Missourians are paying for health care in other states and getting nothing for it.
Republican legislative leaders say the Medicaid program needs to be overhauled first before accepting any federal money. Nixon's effort to expand Medicaid last year failed as Republicans also raised concerns about the long-term cost of the move. Columbia City officials say they hope an energy-efficient home will be a model for future low-income housing projects. Habitat for Humanity is building the Net Zero Home, which includes solar panels and a solar water heater, low-flow plumbing fixtures, and LED lighting. It's the first time the organization has built such a home, which also has 45% more insulation than previous homes. The home also will be completely accessible to the disabled. About a year ago, the city asked nonprofit organizations to submit designs for energy-efficient homes that low-income families could afford. The Columbia Missourian reports the house will sell for $107,000. It is expected to be completed in late spring or mid-summer. A Missouri judge has ordered the Archdiocese of St. Louis to release by Friday the names of all priests accused of sexual abuse in the past 20 years. The St. Louis Post-Dispatch reports St. Louis Circuit Judge Robert Durker's disclosure order also includes the names of those who made the complaints. The judge said the Archdiocese could withhold the names of those involved in cases the church determined were unsubstantiated, leaving it unclear what the Archdiocese will ultimately release from 234 complaints identified by the court. A woman who is suing a defrocked priest, the Archdiocese, and Archbishop Robert Carlson sought the records. Missouri's population continues to grow at a slower rate than the national average. New estimates released by the U.S. Census Bureau show Missouri's population of 6 million grew by fewer than 20,000 people from 2012 to 2013. That's a growth rate of about 0.3%. Nationally, the population is estimated to have risen by 0.7% from 2012 to 2013. Missouri's growth of 0.3% was typical for the Midwest. It was better than Illinois, about the same as Arkansas, Kansas, and Kentucky, but lagged behind the rest of its neighboring states. Missouri's population growth rate ranked 35th nationally. Oklahoma Governor Mary Fallon and Missouri Governor Jay Nixon are placing a wager on the Oklahoma State-Missouri matchup in the Cotton Bowl, and a food pantry in one of the two states will be the beneficiary. In a news release, Fallon announced that she and Nixon are wagering food products from their home states that will be donated to a food mission in the winning team's home state. Fallon graduated from OSU, and Nixon graduated from Missouri. Fallon's wager includes a basket worth 50 pounds of food donated by the Made in Oklahoma Coalition. Nixon's bet includes a sliced ham and smoked turkey from a Missouri smokehouse. The Cowboys and Tigers play tomorrow at 6:30. Missouri lawmakers are considering changes to the governor's authority over the state budget. The discussion comes after budget disputes in recent years. Most recently, Governor Jay Nixon froze $400 million in the current year's spending plan, while citing concerns lawmakers would override his veto of a tax cut. The veto was sustained, and all but $134 million for capital improvements has since been released. Republican House member Todd Richardson plans to propose a constitutional amendment for the annual legislative session starting next week. Richardson says he wants governors to have the ability to restrict spending when it is needed to keep the budget balanced, while also protecting the legislature's power to decide how funds are spent. Leaders of a program aimed at reducing crime in Kansas City are hopeful that lessons learned in 2013 will mean less violence in 2014. The Kansas City Star reports that the Kansas City No Violence Alliance uses a focused deterrence crime prevention strategy that has been successful in other cities. The idea is that police and prosecutors focus on the small number of people responsible for the majority of violent crimes. Often those people are affiliated with gangs or loosely organized criminal groups. They and their associates are told that violence will no longer be tolerated. A Southwest Missouri prosecutor has ruled that officers were justified in using deadly force in two separate incidents last year. KYTV reports Greene County Prosecutor Dan Patterson issued the rulings on Tuesday. In February, Springfield police investigating commercial burglaries shot and killed 29-year-old Martin Potts. The officers said Potts opened fire as they tried to execute a search warrant at a Springfield home. One shot grazed the detective, and the officers returned fire. Greene County Sheriff's deputies shot and killed 33-year-old Joshua Ford on December 1st after a homeowner reported a suspicious man near the town of Beaudark. The deputy said Ford charged them with what he claimed was a gun. It turned out to be a cell phone wrapped in a piece of clothing. Officials in St. Joseph say International Paper is planning a $12 million expansion of its plant in the northwest Missouri city. The St. Joseph News Press reports the company will invest in new equipment to increase efficiency and capacity at the plant, which makes corrugated cardboard boxes for industrial use. Executives of the Tennessee-based global company had been evaluating its Missouri facilities as part of a national efficiency and downsizing review. The St. Joseph plant was competing with other international paper sites across the nation for the investment. The St. Joseph Metro Chamber of Commerce says the expansion announced this week won't create new jobs, but will ensure that the plant keeps its 134 current workers. Buchanan County, the city of St. Joseph, and the state provided incentives for the expansion. For KBIA News, I'm Raymond Tungekar.